Hey, Smutters.
Hey, Smuts.
What's happening?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
How's your week been?
It's been all right, I guess. How about yours?
It's been okay.
Just okay?
Just okay.
Something bad happened?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, well, look, this will make you smile. Bam!
I posted that on our story.
I love that.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Original OG.
Yes, which I imagine Bigfoot may probably look
like.
Oh,
also, too, guys, I'm trying, but our special guest is seriously offended after, you know, Jen made her comments that first night. So, I'm trying to get him in here for a live, you know, talk so we can post it, that sort of thing, but he's a little pissy. He's a little ghostly. Thanks, Jen.
So I kind of feel like if he's going to be this way, maybe we don't want him on the show.
See, it's shit like that that makes him not want to come.
Well, I mean, I apologized and he still got attitude. So you know what? No.
Well, he's a ghost. He has a right to be. He's forever having to walk this earth as a ghost. So wouldn't you have a little bit of an attitude?
Does he have responsibilities, though?
That doesn't matter. Yeah, he's got to scare people and shit. You ever seen Beetlejuice? They had jobs. They had to do stuff. They had to scare people.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, about your dumb story tonight then. He said that, not me.
Oh, okay. So, we are doing another alien story tonight.
Well, I'm not surprised because aliens are crazy in the news right now.
So crazy, right?
Everybody's all about aliens, and there's so many freaking videos now.
Oh, I know. You showed me a crazy video earlier today.
That one earlier.
Big UFO.
It's crazy. Like, it seems like they're not even really trying to hide anymore.
They're done.
Like, y'all are just fucking idiots. So here we are, surprise.
What are y'all going to do about it? Nothing.
Probably send them money.
But yeah, aliens are so in right now. Aliens are hot.
Yep.
Okay.
And you know, I still think it's when they finally just come out, it's going to be like what Paul said in that movie. You know, they show an image as cartoonish for all these years, so when we finally see it, we're not like freaked out. We know already. You know?
Yeah, for sure. As a matter of fact, the story tonight reminds me a lot of Paul.
Paul was so cool. I found that and started watching it the other day.
Well, I posted a picture of Paul today on Instagram
as
a hint for tonight.
Well, I guess that was hard.
Well, I mean, the story, yeah, because it's not very well known. And when I heard it a long time ago, I got to thinking, I was like, I really want to do that story. So I searched and searched and searched, and I finally found it. And the more I looked into it, it really reminded me of the movie Paul. So, the story tonight is called...
Paul?
Paul. We're talking about Paul. No, we're talking about Project Serpo.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Yes, it's not very big. So, let's dive on in. The year is 2005. A strange story has hit the internet. It talked about a secret space program that sought to communicate with aliens on the planet Serpo, which is found in the Zeta Reticuli, a binary star system. Now, if Zeta Reticuli sounds familiar, it's because we mentioned it in the Betty and Barney Hill story, the first reported and accounted UFO abduction or alien abduction. And, when Betty talked to the aliens when she was abducted, she asked where they were from, and it was Zeta Reticuli, the star system, which I found kind of neat that it's in separate stories, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Troy's busy eating candy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So now this story was posted on the largest UFO online community. The author's name was Anonymous.
It's Cornwall. I can't really talk.
Okay. Okay. My name is Anonymous. I am a retired employee of the U.S. government. I won't go into any details about my past, but I was involved in a special program. The administrator of this forum was unaware that he was looking at highly classified information. It contained the truth from the last 50 years of American history, mainly the events that followed the Roswell crash.
Ooh.
Yeah. It all started in 1965 at an unspecified Air Force base. A soldier accompanies the colonel inside. The silence was awful. Now, the colonel had seen a lot of security structures, but they were nothing like this one. Metal detectors, cameras in every corner, and armed guards. The men reach an elevator. The colonel steps in. There are no buttons. The young soldier leaves at the doors as the doors close. The elevator descends several floors.
Like underground?
That was my next thing, underground. The doors open. He is greeted by another soldier. He is part of the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. You know shit's about to get real when Special Investigations steps in. They walk to the meeting room. 11 other people were already there, files in front of all of them. The people in the room were soldiers from the Air Force, Navy, and Army. An Air Force major stands up and says this is the highest classification and confidentiality of information he is about to reveal. If you report to anyone unauthorized on what you see today, you will be charged with high treason. Those present have been carefully chosen from hundreds of candidates by leading exponents of the Air Force and the Defense Intelligence Agency under the strict directives of President Kennedy. So Kennedy knew about all this.
That's probably why he shot.
That was a theory, actually. This organization requires essential characteristics for each crew member. They go over why each person was chosen and the part they will be assigned on the crew. They still, however, do not know the mission. Then a projection begins. The film starts with a non-disclosure notice. The footage was extracted from old film. The first images looks like a starry sky in the desert. Then writing appears, leaving everyone in shock. 1947, Roswell, New Mexico, first contact. Ooh. The images shown look kind of ruined, but they can see a disc-shaped object in the ground, and the small humanoid figure emerges from the crash. It was a gray alien. Short, slender body, big head, and large, pitch-black eyes. They called the creature EBE-1, Extraterrestrial Biological Entity Number 1.
Hey, time out.
What?
As we're talking, Fox News just released this image. This is a mysterious blue fireball that lights up the entire sky in Spain. It is now going completely viral, but let's just watch it again. But as you can see, that is not something normal.
No.
From, I doubt the International Space Station is sending fireballs at us. So tell me exactly what that is.
It looks like it could be another crash site, honestly.
See that shit?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
And this is on Fox News. This is legit. This is not just somebody on social media. But that was just released, like just now saw it.
Yeah. Huh.
All right, continue.
Okay.
Sorry.
So,
My bad.
He was the only survivor. They pulled 5 more bodies out. Alternating with the Roswell footage, additional 1949 footage is shown from a nearby area. So, in case you didn't know, there were 2 crashes in Roswell.
Really?
They only released 1.
Hey, that's what in the show
Roswell,
yeah.
Yeah. Which is so crazy. I think a lot of TV is really about our history, you know? And we don't get it because it's like a supernatural show.
Maybe.
The second UFO crashed and the government kept it extremely confidential. Will you turn your volume down? Fine. Extremely confidential. The onboard equipment is recovered, so much more advanced than Earth. EB-E1 is taken to the Los Alamos military base. He formed a relationship with the scientist. He did not speak with words. It was described as high-pitched singing, like different tones, the way he talked. They tried and tried to communicate, and one day he talked to him. He understood the language. He claimed two things, that he was a simple ship engineer and that he was not the first traveler of his kind. The route to our planet is very popular. His kind has been visiting Earth for thousands of years. Scientists eventually named the race Ebens. EB-E1 tells the scientist that in the recovered debris, there is a communication device. Now, the two sides agree. The alien can show them how all this stuff works, and in return, they will let him repair the device and contact his people. EB-E1 tried multiple times, and they never answered. So he kept trying and trying to get a hold of his planet. And nobody would answer him. So it does sound kind of like Paul. Like he's stored down in underground and he's talking to scientists, showing them all kinds of things, technology. And, you know, it sounds a lot like Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Reports refer to EBE-1's planet as Serpo, located in the Zeta Reticuli constellation 40 light years from Earth. In 1952, they were able to get the communication channel up. They could successfully send messages to planet Serpo. Six messages were sent. The answers were fully understandable by EBE-1 and partially translated by him. The messages were directions for the rescue, the date, and the meeting. But, unfortunately, EBE-1 died the summer of 1952. Communication stopped with Serpo for 3 years. The scientists kept trying. They wanted to establish a peaceful relationship for a visit to Earth by the Ebens. Turns out, the feeling was mutual. Mainly, they wanted to get the body of EBE-1 to take him home. The meeting would take place at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico on April 24, 1964. The major then tells everyone in the room, each participant in this meeting would have their identities wiped. It would read, missing in actions. No more names. They would now be a 3-digit number. The people in that room just became members of Project Crystal Knight. They were going to live on planet Serpo for 10 years with the Ebens. At the missile range, a pair of UFOs enter the Earth's atmosphere. 16 military and government officials were there to meet them. Several Ebens get out of the ship, including a female they called EB-E2, which that's kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
Give her a name. She understands and speaks English. EB-E2 pulls out an object, what we now call the Yellow Book. And this thing is so cool, y'all. It details our universe, such as planets, stars, even planet Serpo. But what is really cool, it describes the relationship between the Ebens and humans throughout history and human evolution. It's the history of our whole entire world. EBE-2 explains they need to postpone the exchange with the humans because they only wanted to take back the bodies of their comrades. A total of 9 bodies were preserved. Now, you know, when they came to get those bodies, the military was probably like, we've got them, and they're probably in pieces, because you know they probably dissected all things. So, I guarantee you, the Ebens were pissed when they got back, like, little baggies full of their friends. Here's your friends that died. Here's a Ziploc bag. The party set a new date, July 15th, 1965, at the northern section of the Nevada test site. So that would be Area 51, right?
Mm-hmm.
During this time, the team underwent so many tests, both physical and mental. Now, the tests were insane. I heard on one podcast that they had a box underground and they were sealed in that box with nothing but food for like 48 hours, I believe, to see what their mental state would be. They had no light, nothing, just their food in there for 48 hours, sealed shut, you know. How would they handle this? They also had to do a lot of tests, like what if there was an uprising? What if they started, the aliens started revolting against the humans, you know? What do they do in this situation? It was all kinds of things.
I want to know about what kind of weapons they have.
Well, that's the thing. And one of the things they took with them, they took loads of guns and ammunition to this planet. They took Jeeps. They took all kinds of stuff, which it makes sense because they're going to be there for a long, long time.
Like Terra Nova.
Exactly, like Terra Nova. The day finally came. After all the hard work, the tests, the scenarios, and how to handle certain situations, the team was asked one more time. They all wanted to go. So.
I would want to go. But you want to know what question I would be most eager to ask?
What?
Who built the fucking pyramids?
Right.
I want to know right? if they helped or not.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Let's settle this debate finally, once and for all. What'd y'all do?
How is this done?
And that big rock that's laser cut in the middle. Like,
oh my gosh, yes.
I want an explanation. Yes.
The interior of the craft was three levels. The cargo went in on the lower levels. They didn't need anything special like oxygen or helmets. A prayer was said, and they boarded the craft.
Ever heard from again?
Oh, yeah. The crew is nervous, and the hatch is closed. Now, from what I gathered, this was kind of like a little UFO that was taking them to the main one. Mm. You know? The engine started, and the crew immediately got dizzy. They can't think straight. They don't know where they are. It seems like in the process, they fainted. It took 6 hours to get to the big ship. The Evens helped the crew.
Sorry.
They understood it was confusing for the humans. Inside the big ship, it looked like a big building.
Kind of like V.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the little ships took them.
Exactly.
Mothership.
The mothership.
Or in the Will Smith movie.
Independence Day. Yeah. There you go. They went to a room, and there were big chairs in there. The trip will start soon, and they must sit in the chairs. As they did, clear containers were put over the chairs. They could breathe and see out of them. They fell asleep again. Crew member 899 got out and opened another crew member's container. They were told it would take 270 days to get to Serpo, so roughly about 10 months, right? Mm-hmm. They were told to get back in their chairs. They traveled through wormholes. Crew member 633 thinks they've been gone for about 10 days. Now, in their little rooms, they relieve themselves in metal containers, and the Ebens bring them food, and they said it tastes like paper. Like, the food was awful. The water looks like milk, but tastes like apples. They were finally allowed to leave their room and got on an elevator. They went to a large room. Many Ebens were in there, and maybe it was a control room, but the crew got to wander around, and then they ended up going to bed. After waking up, one of the members asked the English-speaking Eben if everyone is all right. He only counted 11 out of the 12 crew members. Mm. She said, "Earthman is not living, space sick." So they've already lost one crew member. Mm-hmm. He got space sick. That was it. That space sickness. Eventually, the journey is almost over and they prepare for landing. The crew has to wear sunglasses because the planet is so bright. Their future is so bright, they gotta wear shades.
See, that's where the story takes a tragic, not true.
Why?
You take people, military members, somewhere, and a member of the military loses one of their own, they're not just okay with it. They're going to fucking find out why. They want to know where he's at. They're going to be wanting to bring his body back home.
They still have his body. Like, they do an autopsy and everything. They bring it back home. Oh. He makes it home. So they get their sunglasses on, they pack up, and they walk to a large door. It opens. Bright light is everywhere. A crowd of Ebens is waiting for them. A large Eben comes forward and delivers a welcome speech from the leader. The crew is led to an open area. The ground is dirt and the sky is clear. They see two suns.
Tatooine.
Tatooine. One is brighter than the other. Now, this must be central village or town. All the buildings look like mud huts, but the weather in this on this planet is 107 degrees. Could you imagine living in that?
Iraq's hotter.
Is it? Mm-hmm. The crew gets four huts to themselves. All their cargo is in their new houses. They have electricity, and it is a lot cooler inside. Now, there wasn't night on the planet. It was just daytime all the time. So instead of going to bed, the Ebens kind of just took naps and went about their day. They did not cook in the huts. I'm going to take the candy away.
Sugar free.
They all ate at a dining hall. While eating, the crew sees another being with long arms that floated by. It definitely wasn't an Eben. Turns out, it was a visitor, just like them, from planet Korta. Time went by. The team studied the land and even learned some of the language. The first death to occur left the team shocked. 899 died in an accident. It was hard to understand, but he died instantly. The two doctors on the crew examined the body. They determined the injuries were consistent with the fall. The Ebens had a ceremony for the dead member. After that, one of the doctors died of pneumonia. It turns out the whole planet of Serpo has its own religion and worship ceremonies. To the Ebens, death is nothing more than the liberation of the soul from a physical container. The team decided to move north where the climate wasn't as hot. The Ebens were fine with that. They even built a little community for the crew. The team even saw snow further north. Now, you want to hear such a dick move. I hate humans so much. When they first got there and stepped out of the ship, you know, as soon as they stepped out, they're like, we'll call this Little Montana. Like, what the fuck? No, this is Serpo. This has nothing to do with America. Like, it's just like a human, though, to be like, let's rename this as our own. Mm-hmm. Like, just awful.
That's why we wanted to get to the moon first.
We'll call this America Moon. As I said, they saw snow further earth or further north. And the thing was, the Ebens, they couldn't stay in cold climate. They would get hypothermia very fast. So they had these little suits that they wore that had built-in heaters, which is so stinking cute to me.
Why? If they have, if they're on the planet, that's really hot.
Nobody lived on that side of the planet. That's where the humans wanted to go because they couldn't stand the heat. So they moved north. The bodies of water, they didn't have fish, but they had eel-like creatures. Due to different methods of measuring, instead of 10 years, the crew stayed 13 years. Now, while there, the crew, they were studying different kinds of animals, what they found. They even found some kind of gigantic snake-like creature that had eyes like a human, they said. Yeah, and the brain was huge. Like, they dissected it and everything. And then they, like, wanted to eat the snake meat because they thought it'd probably taste better than the paper food. So
I imagine it would.
It turns out the snake was extremely poisonous. And the Ebens were like, don't you dare eat that snake, you know. They found a bunch of different creatures that resembled ours, kind of, but were a little bit different, like little porcupines, and then, like, a weird-looking, like, lion type creature. Yeah. But it was, they, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. The team returned home.
So, did they go through like a, like a wormhole, or
yes,
like they developed warp speed or something?
Yeah, they went through a wormhole, and they think that that's what made them fall asleep so fast and made them so dizzy and stuff was going through that, and that's why they had to stay in the containers also, so kinda they could like make the it through.
Other movie where they're going to find a new planet and they like hibernate or whatever.
Yeah,
with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There are so many movies about this kind of stuff. You know it. So, let's see here. They were only supposed to stay for 10 years, but they ended up staying for 13. The team returned home August 18th of 1978.
When?
August 18th, 1978.
My birthday.
When the ship's hatch opened, only 7 members came out. 12 of them originally went. 2 members decided they wanted to stay with the Evens. They wanted to live out the rest of their life on planet Serpo.
Really?
Yeah. The day they got back, they buried 3 coffins. 3 individuals who gave up their lives to chase the stars. The remaining crew were kept in quarantine for a year and kept in different hidden bases till 1984. The time necessary for things to calm down. Anonymous claims the crew wrote a document over 3,000 pages long. There are tapes recorded on the ground and during the mission to record their progress. They even have thousands of photos. Anonymous kept 1. And I have it. And I'll
How'd
post.
How'd you get it?
Oh, because I'm just good at it. Yeah. Let's see. Here it is.
So it wasn't like a colony or anything there.
No, it was
like
just
civilization.
It was just like a deserted land. And they had their little mud huts and their dining hall. And they found this big thing, and it looked kind of like a, what are those things? A sundial. That when the claw, or when the...
Do they reproduce like we do?
Yes.
So if they were clapping alien cheeks.
Maybe
they were gone that long.
Yeah, they said that they accidentally saw the aliens getting it on or whatever.
Well, that explains what some of the people on this planet is the offspring of that.
Also, I heard on another podcast, I don't know, they must have read the book or something because I didn't see this, but they started talking about how the Evens. Okay, y'all, I'm sorry. But they had little rabbit poops. And they had to, like, when the crew would use the bathroom, the Evens would have to clean up after them. So can you imagine, like, after they went to the bathroom and they had to see, they're like, what is happening with your body? You know? But they use, like, little bitty cans to use the bathroom.
Well, it's probably because of that stupid food they were eating.
Yeah, like, the Evens had, like, tiny little... cans to use the bathroom in.
I mean,
no, and
I mean, look what happens to me after I eat PF Chang's. So if they're eating like little bitty paper type food, and that's a Randy Marsh.
I know. They would be terrified of you. Yeah, he kept one picture, and it was the desert of Serpo with its 2 suns. All evidence is kept in an unknown location. The survivors
except
died.
For that one picture, huh?
Except for that one picture that looks like it could be like Nevada or something like that. The survivors died in the 1980s due to massive doses of radiation absorbed on the mission. There are 12 anonymous graves for 12 heroes. Yeah. And that is the story. Now, many say this story is not true. Especially,
no.
Especially since the person's name is anonymous and just wrote it down, you know.
You know, the thing is, the human race does have a great imagination. Look at the, I mean, just look at all the stuff that they have thought of and created over all these years. But every alien story has something that comes that's part of it. Like, it comes together.
Yeah. You know? There's always a piece to something that's happened.
So, I mean, who's to say that wasn't true because someone said it was anonymous, you know?
Right. Also, being anonymous, this story...
I mean, I would, if I was going to... Okay, I guess everybody's heard about the Boeing issue where the one whistleblower came forward and he was found, he unalived himself in the back of the head. And then a second one came forward and he got killed. So, if I'm going to release any type of confidential information, I'm definitely doing it anonymously.
Yeah.
I mean, because corporations or the government, people with money, if they don't want something to get out, or if it accidentally gets it, or if somebody gets it out, they gonna take care of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I would be anonymous too.
Well, it turns out hackers got a hold of the story. And they found five different accounts of anonymous that belonged to... I believe it was...
Skank Hut 49?
No, it was a man that was in the Air Force. And it turns out that his job was putting fake stories on the internet to blind people.
So the real ones wouldn't look real.
Yes. So, that's basically his job. Now, so, they were trying to say that the story was fake, but... they found other people in the Air Force that were there and confirmed that, yes, it was a top secret mission. So, was it real or wasn't it? You know?
I mean, that's the thing. I don't think in our lifetime we'll ever know for sure. But here's the thing. That's one thing that has to be cool about being the president. You will find out for sure.
Oh, yeah. But like that... It got to me because they actually have people that do that on the internet. They make up these big elaborate stories to cover other things up. Just like you've been saying that when something happens, it's because the government wants us to know it happened. And usually there's something that leaked.
Yeah, we're not normally going to find out real information unless they want us to know.
Yeah, but... for people to dig deeper and find these other people that were part of the military and they were like, this did happen. There is a bunch of papers on it. Either it did or didn't. There's like a 50-50 chance. Yeah. I would like to believe that Earth actually made contact and went and lived on another planet and made friends with the aliens and let them see that we're not just a bunch of dumbasses, you know? Yeah. They were far, far more advanced than we were, for sure. But I hope that it happened and they made friends. And hopefully we don't look like a bunch of assholes, you know. And it really surprised me in the story when they caught EBE-1 in the first part of the story that they didn't automatically dissect him. And they made a deal with him. They were like, look, if you... show us how your technology works, we'll let you call your people and you can go home.
Like that American Horror Story where they're like, we'll give you so much technology.
Exactly. And that was based on Roswell.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, that was based on Roswell. So...
oops, sorry.
I mean, I don't know what to believe. Like I said, I would love to believe this story is true. I think it's a fascinating story, and I think those are some of the luckiest people in the world, you know,
right,
to be able to just witness something like that and see what the other worlds are about. The military, when they went into that meeting, they said that they preferred to have orphans in this because they didn't want to have to tell the families that they died when they disappeared, you know? So instead, they wrote on their papers, missing in action. So if they did come back, they could be like, oh, they're back. They're fine, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, they erased everything, their bank accounts, you name it. It was gone. Oh, yeah,
like Men in Black, you're done for. Like
you'll exactly. Never That's what it made me think of, was the Men in Black. You know, nothing personal. They took their names away, and they were a number for the rest of their life. So I wonder if, though, like when they were on their planet, instead of like 899, I wonder if they're like, so what's your real name? You know, because you know they were like best friends. They had to have been. That's all they had was each other. So you know they got close. So I wonder if they got close and they like called each other by their real names instead of their numbers while they were there. Anyway, I think the story is so fascinating and I just love it so much. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it was kind of short. I have been working nonstop on it just because I wanted to get it out. Do you have anything you need to say? I would like to watch that American Horror Story again, actually.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot.
Didn't they end up with the people that was in the spaceship and they kept trying to like repopulate or what?
They're trying to make a hybrid, but...
Is that the same episode show, though?
No, it's not. They were doing two shows at the same time, and one was Roswell, where Valiant Thor made an appearance, because we talked about Valiant Thor also. But then they would, like, one week they'd play one, and then the next week they'd play the other show. And the other show
but it
was
still the same thing.
It was still aliens, but it was people getting abducted with them trying to make...
I'm talking about the show.
Yeah, it was still American Horror Story. Okay. But, yeah, it was a good one. So we need to watch that. I can't even remember what that one's called. It doesn't get a lot of talk. I mean, we talk about it constantly, but you know, I really like that episode. And
yeah, I wouldn't mind watching that again.
Yeah.
And then they finally made one that was right or something.
Yes. Yes.
The three friends.
They went camping and they were abducted and they were trying to make the perfect hybrid.
Yeah, okay.
And even the men that went, they impregnated them. And they ended up finding the fake moon landing set and everything. I get those confused.
I'm sorry, I'm not talking because of that. I'm trying to remember it. So there was, the one where they do the landing or the crash and they're talking to the president and they give him technology,
mm-hmm.
like the microwave and stuff like that. That is the same show as the one where the three are abducted.
Well, they did two shows at the same time. You know what I mean? Like one show was that and then like the next week they do the other show. So it was kind of confusing because they were both on Aliens, but it was like they did like...
They both were American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Released at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's watch it again tonight.
Okay.
Because, I mean, seriously, everything that you talk about on Aliens
mm-hmm.
is part of something we've seen on TV.
Exactly.
And remember, the media or the government doesn't want us to know what's going on. We don't hear about it again. For example... The mall in Miami. Have you heard anything about it since?
I was just thinking about that. The mall in Miami.
Yeah,
no.
Else.
It was big for about a week, and then people quit talking about it.
Yep. You didn't hear nothing about it. Like the Malaysia flight. Boom. Big plane gone. Bunch of people missing.
Nope. Where to go?
Where to go? And then, like, there'll be these news stories, like I told you earlier. The big flash of from Fox News earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, since we've been talking, there's no other media talking about it. It's not out here anywhere. So what do you want to bet? It's already been pulled and nobody knows about it.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, here's another one in Portugal. Wait, there it is. That's the same one.
They saw it in Portugal?
Portugal and Spain. Wait, is Portugal in Spain?
Is it? I don't think so.
I don't know. This one was over Portugal and they had that one over Spain. But it looks like the same one, right?
It's the exact same one. And it looks like, where did it land? Y'all, if y'all hear about this or see anything, send it to us because I want to know if they're going to say a weather balloon crashed or something like that, because I would like to know. Well, maybe now they'd be like, oh, a UFO just crashed since they've let us know. So Portugal's close to Spain. It's like right next
Boring
to it.
Spain, yeah.
Okay.
So it could have been the same one.
It would have to be. They're identical.
Yeah, it could have been the same one. That flash of light looked identical, like you said. So, yeah, so I don't know. Something's going on.
Yeah, let us know if y'all hear anything about it. I would definitely like to know. That's kind of scary. You know, what if we're being invaded? You know, one of the scariest scenes.
You know, they're not going to invade the south of the United States, so.
No.
Every one of us got guns.
Yeah. But you know, one of the scariest scenes, signs, when it shows like kids' birthday party and the alien walks past. Oh my God, that's so freaking scary. But I hope they're not like Signs aliens. Those aliens were awful. I hope they're like nice.
Yeah, but they died with water. They come to a planet that's 70-80% water. Way to go, guys. You know, that ship's captain was fired immediately.
That's funny. I forgot about that. So many alien movies. But yes, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let us know what you think. Do you think this story really happened? Or do you think it was just somebody having fun on the internet and they were just posting a story?
It could be either.
Either or.
But have a good week and stay hydrated.
It's going to be hot. You sure did. Make good choices, y'all. We will see y'all next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.
Carmen Bra.